I'm so sorry, Derek. I went to go click on the calendar and it kicked me out of the conference. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's going to think I hung up on him. Okay. So when you're looking, when we're talking about the client interview, you don't need to be in front of a computer. We block out an hour. The client interview can take anywhere between 30, maybe 40 minutes. Sometimes it could take a little bit longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have, right?
Can we do it at 8 o'clock?
At what time?
Can we do it at 8 o'clock?
Let me take a look. I actually have, so I am completely booked solid for 8 to 9. I have 9 to 10 would be the earliest tomorrow. I have 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1. This is based off of your time, okay? And then I have 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5. The only time I don't have is the 8 to 9. That's the only time I don't have.
Right. Yeah, I literally won't be able to do it. How about Saturday?
We're not open Saturday and Sunday. We would then have to look at Monday's schedule.
Okay.
So none of those times will work for you tomorrow, correct?
No, I'm booked solid tomorrow from 9 o'clock till literally 5.
Oh, my gosh, you poor thing. Oh, wow. Well, I mean, that's a good thing for you, right?
Well, no, it's not all for me. Again, I'm running calls for my uncle who's in the hospital.
That's right. I forgot about that. Okay. How does Monday look?
Only half those calls are mine.
Okay. Well, how does Monday look for you? I have an 8 to 9 on Monday.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
So, yes, we can do Monday 8 to 9 because I can be in my car and just talk to you while we're rolling down the road.
Yes. Okay. So I'm putting you down for Monday, 8 to 9 o'clock. Now, we're going to call you from an 877 number, so just make sure that you're answering all the calls within that hour. We're going to also send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, okay? If for some reason we call you and, like, let's say you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back, okay? So I put you down for Monday, which is going to be the 5th, okay? Now, I just want to go over a few notes for the technician so that they know where to start from. For your client interview, if I'm not on a call, pretty much I'll probably more than likely not be on a call. In fact, I'll make myself available. I want to do the introduction between you and your technician. So I will be the one calling you on Monday to introduce you to your tech, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, under your services, I know the obvious is appliance repair. Do you do installations as well?
It depends. If they have it there, I can certainly go and put it in place and hook it up.
I'm going to put servicing all brands, makes, and models, right?
Yeah, I service all brands, makes, and models.
If I put that you do appliance installation, I don't want people just calling you for that and they think that you're going to pick it up and bring it to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
what do you prefer that I list?
Yeah, so if we're talking installation, that, to me, in my industry, that means dishwashers and microwaves.
Okay.
Most of the time, when someone has a washer and dryer delivered, the delivery company will install
usually
them.
Usually do it.
Sometimes they don't. So, we can do installations, but we need to have a caveat to that that says, absolutely, we cannot pick up and deliver.
Okay. So would it be safe for me to also say in-home major appliance repair and installs?
What's that?
I've got a customer texting me, so it's
taking off my, that's why it's I'm okay. not focused now.
No worries. We're almost done.
Yeah.
Would you be okay if I wrote down in-home major appliance repair and installs? That's actually what's on your Facebook. I grabbed it from there. That's okay?
Perfect.
Okay. Awesome. Now, when it comes to, are you licensed and insured? It's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit.
Well, there's no licensing in my industry unless you're doing installs on heating and air conditioning.
Yeah.
And also, I am licensed for refrigeration repair, so I can do compressors and stuff. People are always asking me for water heaters. I say no. Technically, I'm supposed to be a plumber to do disposals, but I do them anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so do you want me to put yes under licensed and insured?
Yes, because I am insured, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. And then I got your Facebook page link. Right? So, yes, put it if you're paying it. Do you happen to have any pictures at all of some work you've done? I saw some on your Facebook, like just like the truck or whatever. I don't even think there's really pictures you could take of an appliance repair, right?
No, not really. I mean, I can do videos and post them, but there's no point in doing that either.
You're like, I'm trying to get in and out and get to the next job. Okay.
Right. Yeah, time is money, and I do a lot of window time because, you know, like my first jobs, unless I have someone local in Fowler, my first travel every morning is anywhere from 35 to 50 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
So, yeah, because it takes that long to get to, you know, the surrounding towns from Fowler.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. And then I'm putting that you have your business logo, and I'll let them know specifically which one it is.
Yeah.
And then let me see here. The Facebook ads will cover anywhere between 50 to 60 miles. Typically it's 50. Depending on the area, it could reach up to 60. Do you want
to see, I tried doing the Facebook ads, and them, I was getting people calling me from, like, Kentucky and crap. I'm like, what on earth?
Yeah, if they're not, you could wind up getting in those areas if you don't know how to manage them. That's why I always list specifically they want a 50-mile radius. And when they're talking 50-mile radius, it's like drawing a circle around your zip code and throwing a blanket over it. That's
exactly
what they're covering. Okay.
Yeah, and that's what I had done. I could have swore I put my zip code and I put you know, the 50-mile radius, like you were saying, because that sounded fine.
And that's what it should do.
Yeah, no.
It's
I was
a little tricky.
And people were jerks about it. They're like, well, I suppose if you're all the way out in Colorado, you ain't coming to Kentucky then, are you? And and they were rude about it. Like, you shouldn't be advertising in our area. And so I'm like, dude, I didn't. That's Google's
fault. And it's like, well, wouldn't they look,
too,
and think, okay, if it's, you know, you're looking at their Facebook page, obviously, right?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
That's so silly. And on your Facebook, it says the areas you target. So, I mean, no, I'm not going to go to Kentucky. I'm sorry. It's going to cost me more to get there than it is for the repair. You know?
You can't afford me, pal. You couldn't afford me to get to the border.
They want to pay for my, I was just going to say, unless they want to pay for all that. Cool.
Yeah. Could have bought a brand new washer, a few of them.
Right, you know, exactly. You know, it might be cheaper if you just buy a new one.
Yeah, I mean,
oh,
if they want an over the phone consult, sure, I'll do that.
Right,
they can cash at me, and I'll walk them through their repair.
Not a problem.
Right, but you're not going to get my fat bed in the car for 20 hours.
Right. Now, when we're communicating with you, right? Do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone in text? What do you prefer?
I would consider best is email, and then if I don't respond on email right away, then you would call me.
Email and phone.
No, I'm sorry. You wouldn't. Someone's calling me now. That's why I said that.
Email and text.
My customers distract me. Yeah, email and text.
Okay.
Texting is, you know, even on my message, if you listen to my message, it says, you know, best way to get a hold of me is to text me, and I will return it when I have the
as soon as you have the availability. Okay. Right. Now, on your
I'm
Google...
I'm either behind the wheel of the car, or I'm underneath the machine.
And we want you to be safe.
Right. Well, and my insurance, my business insurance, I'm not allowed to touch my phone at all when I'm driving down the road.
Okay. Noted. Now, when I see that your hours of operation on your Google Business profile, I do want to verify this with you. It shows Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Is that what should be listed with Saturday and Sunday being closed?
Yes, but there's a little caveat to that. I typically won't set my last call past 3 because, again, I'm an hour away from home before I get home.
So you want me to put 9 to 3?
Yeah, well, we'll go ahead and leave it at 9 to 5, and then I'll let people know. Certain areas I just absolutely, will not.
Yeah.
If I've got someone in Fowler or, one of the 10-minute away towns, I'll work till 5 or 6,
But if it's 2 hours, if it's too far away, then, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, if I'm over an hour away and I'm tired, it's been a long day, it's just dangerous for me and others to be on the road.
Yeah, exactly. And what typical forms of payments do you accept?
I take checks, cash, card, and cash app, and I can also take crypto.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Not that anyone has ever attempted to pay with crypto yet, but,
Right?
Since that's where the whole world is going, you might as well start trying
start
to get
it now. Okay. Awesome. Now, the last thing that we're going to do is I need you to either look at your emails or your text messages.
Which one?
The one that I need, either one. The one that I need you to find, it'll say initial invoice, and it either came before or after the welcome one. And it'll say, hello, Derek. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. I believe it came before the one that says welcome. I can send it to you again if you want. This way you see it right away because I know you probably got tons of emails from me.
You said the one says we sent a copy of your invoice?
Yes, that one.
What about it?
Okay. I'm going to walk you through it. So it goes on to say...
localsplash.com terms?
Yes. You're going to click on that. Now you're on the terms and conditions, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just going to go through real quickly with you under your services. Let me just pull it up on my end so that way I'm walking you through it. Okay. So under your services, right, you have the Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access. You're just going to add us on as managers. The technician will walk you through it. You have the full ownership of it. Directory submission is part of your package. The My Site is the website that we're including in your package as well. Facebook business page access, you still have access to that. We're only running the Facebook ads, so you'll add us on as managers. The technician will walk you through it. You still have full ownership to your page. Google Ads and Google Guaranteed are other products that we do as well assist with. It's not part of your package. I would say between Google Ads and Google Guaranteed, I would recommend if you were to ever want to do any of those, that it be Google Guaranteed. It's a pay-per-lead program that Google offers. It's an excellent program, but there's requirements for that one. And it allows you to target wherever you want. If that was your whole state you wanted to target, you can do so. So if you ever want to hear about that program later on, let me know and I can go over it with you. Below that, you're going to see where it says Google Workspace. They might offer that to you during your client interview. You can decline it. It is an additional charge, just an FYI. It's like having a work email. Advanced reporting system is part of your package. The live client support team, it shows our hours Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 with our 877 number. We will communicate through text message as well. It shows you our delivery dates that we went over, it being 30 to 45 for the first page placement on Google. But as I mentioned to you too, Derek, sometimes that could happen sooner, right? But that's always going to be our promise. Under your payments, it shows that today you paid $249 to activate your services. We break it down for you, okay? We take 100 of that and we allocate it to your Facebook ads that we're managing to run throughout the month. You will never incur additional click fees because you are paying a flat rate. Okay? Now, every month after that, it shows you the breakdown again. 149 plus 100. That's how you know it's always going to be 249.
Right.
Seasonal holds.
If we're getting positive ad response from Google,
you can increase it.
I was going to say, I know you guys will be kind of watching it in the background. So if you guys see that we're really strong on Facebook, or if you say that we're actually doing better with the, what's the other one called?
The Facebook ads or even like the Google guaranteed.
Right.
Those,
the Google. So
you can
will
always
you guys
upgrade.
Suggest that we can add more money into.
More? Yes.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, if let's just say later on down the road, you're like, I want to start allocating $200. Instead of you paying $249, you pay $349 a month. $200 of it goes to your Facebook ads.
But you'll never incur
additional click fees.
What's the reach for $100 in ads on Facebook?
That's going to reach up to the 50-mile radius. So
right.
The Facebook ads typically, well, Facebook ads typically, they say average is about 50 cents a click is what they say on the average. So if we're allocating 100, I mean, and we're running them throughout the month, you're looking at about what? With 50 cents a click, let's just say 50 cents a click, you're looking at what?
That's 200.
About there. So roughly around there, maybe a little bit less, but I would say roughly. Again, it depends, right? We like to run the ads so that they're running throughout the month and they're not just all being eaten up in 1 week. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's how they manage them. Now, under the seasonal hold and the cancellations, it shows you to call us at least 3 business days before that billing is due so that way you don't incur that charge. Your phone number is listed there as a number that we would text. The box underneath of it, you're going to check in that box that you agree to receive the text messages to your phone.
Yeah,
the box below that. Okay. You did the I certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. You're basically saying it's your name on the card.
You'll fill in on one and you have the date on the last one.
Yes. And then you just click on confirm signature. Now, when you do that, it should open up a page asking you to enter username and password. Let me know when you're there.
Yeah.
Okay.
There.
So the username and password is just, that's where you actually go in to view your results with us. I know, again, you're going to track it by your phone ringing, okay? But I still needed you to see this part because it is part of my process. Now, in 5 to 7 days, we're still going to send you a link, this link that you're looking at now, with the username and a password. So if you want to go in and track your results as well, okay, maybe view your keywords, you can do that in that client dashboard, okay? But I know, again, is my phone ringing? That's how I'm tracking it, okay? So just as a reminder, on Monday, I will be the one calling you between 8 and 9 o'clock your time. We'll be calling you from an 877 number because I want to be the one to introduce you to your technician, okay? I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Derek, I am super excited. I'm really glad I was able to speak with you. I really am.
You know, it's all about can you keep me now? If you guys can deliver.
You're like, okay, can you keep me around? Absolutely. So any questions that you have or concerns, you can still reach out to me. But once the team takes over, if you have changes, they handle it. But if you need to really speak with me and you can't wait, you're welcome to call me. You have my number. Okay?
Very good.
All right. Well, you have yourself a good evening, a blessed weekend. I will keep your Uncle Paul, I wrote down his name here, in my prayers. Okay?
Absolutely.
I'm a believer, so that's why when you mentioned that, I hope you don't mind that I asked for his name to pray for him.
No, that's why I said I appreciate you.
You are so welcome. It's my pleasure. I know it's tough. I mean, my husband does dialysis, so he's had some close calls. You know what I mean? But it's all good. You know?
Yeah.
He's still around to bug me.
Sometimes the Lord heals us here on earth, and sometimes he heals us all the way to heaven.
You know what? I have a friend, not to get off subject, but he was very young. Her husband was diagnosed with stomach cancer. And he passed within the year.
Right.
And she had told me she was super angry in the beginning. And she's like, you know what? He was supposed to heal him. I was praying for healing. And I said, well, his healing was taking him home.
Right. That's right.
And she's like, I didn't think of it that way. I go, I know you're hurting and it's not the healing that we wanted.
Right.
But that was God's healing, was to take him home.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, the Bible even tells you to rejoice when someone dies and mourn when a baby is born. So, you know, our own selfishness is what causes us grief when we lose someone here on earth.
You're right. Absolutely right. I have to agree with you. I feel like as I've gotten older that I'm understanding more than when I was a kid and I felt like, you know, it's just everything's so different now. I see it in a different, I guess, in a different set of eyes. You know
right.
what I mean?
You got some experience on you, kiddo.
Yeah. It's like I tell my kids, you think I have this gray hair for no reason? And they just look at me. And, you know, of course, I never understand what they're going through, right? And I'm just like, okay, you girls one day will understand. I know I'm the enemy. You know what I mean? But
you're not.
They just
know it all.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
because
yeah.
Because they learned what 2 + 2 is.
Exactly. And it's so funny because they'll tell my husband, they're like, my mom just doesn't get it because it's their stepdad, right? And he's more understanding than I am. I don't sugarcoat it. You ask
right.
me my opinion, I'm going to speak the truth because I'm
right.
your Right.
As a matter of fact, I will go out of my way to make life harder on the people around me so that when they get through something, it's nothing for them the next time.
Exactly.
I'm a firm believer. I started out, I wanted my kids to be kids and have a better life than me and everything else, and I was wrong. You need to put pain in their lives as much as what you dealt with, if not more, to make them better than you were.
You know, Derek, my pastor.
What does the Bible say? We are strengthened through fire, right?
Yes.
We're purified
absolutely.
Through fire. So we
my
have
pastor,
to we have to live a rough life to get through it.
Yeah, my pastor said, and he specifically spoke on that. Like, he's taken us his sermons lately have been about the commandments, right?
Right.
So this Sunday is about, you know, honoring your mother and your father.
Right.
And he's like, I want the youth to sit in service. They are not to go to their classes. They are going to sit in service because it's important for them and their parents to really hear this sermon. And he says, in your house, when we serve the Lord, that means everybody in this home. If your kid is 15, they are going to church.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sit at home. You go to church just like the rest of us are. He's like, and you have to be firm on that because as long as you're under my roof, it's my rules.
Right.
Right? And if we're serving the Lord, we go to church in this house. We read the word. We pray. And that's what you got to stick to. And a lot of you parents are like, oh, they don't want to go.
Yeah, you know? No, I get that because I'm kind of the same way. But, you know, it's really hard because, like,
it is.
Now we got a lot of really bad preachers out there. And even ones, if you like, are not necessarily right. None of us are right. You know, we're saved by the blood of Jesus, you know.
Exactly.
So he was the blameless lamb that took on our sins, and good Lord sees us through a glass darkly. So
it's tough. It's tough because believe me, I come across it with my kids and I'm just like, ugh.
I try to pass on my morals and how I treat others in my life. You know, I try to teach that to my kids, and they know I'm a believer, and I do read some on the Bible, and I talk about the Bible and stuff. I'm more, like, I use my work, my business, as kind of a ministry, you know what I mean? So, any of my fellow
believers when they
right.
When they want to talk about God, we talk about God, you know. So
yes.
And I'll bring things up, and I'm not crazy into praying in public and stuff like that. So you won't catch me praying with them, but I'll pray for them. You know,
yeah.
The answer.
I'm so hesitant too. You know what I mean? I try to still be more private, right?
It's amazing that I do what I do because I absolutely do not like being around people. So
no.
But you know, it's second nature to me. But like you can't hardly get me into a crowd that, you know, I don't know everyone and different things. Back in my younger days, to go to a concert, I'd have to get absolutely smashed in order to.
No way.
I could not go in sober. It just drove me absolutely out of my mind. But, I found ways through doing what I do for work. I found ways to cope with that, and I'm still uncomfortable, but I'm able to get into a crowd now, you know what I'm saying? So the older I get, the bolder I get.
right.
But,
wow.
I'm not a big public prayer person. I will affirm with a person, and I'll say something, you know, I may the Lord bless you and keep you. You know, I pray
yes.
that he heals you, you know, different things like that. But, as far as, you know, putting my hands on him and putting my hand in the air and go through an all-out prayer, I'm not comfortable in public.
Oh,
so,
wow. Oh, well, I thank you so much for your time. I look forward to also speaking with you again on Monday.
Sure.
I hope you have a good rest of the evening.
I was going to finish that up, though. My wife actually worked for MediShare. It's a Christian-based extra insurance.
Oh,
it's
really?
A health sharing ministry. And so she gets the pleasure to ask every customer after she talks and gets their business handled, asking them if she can pray with them. And
it's funny that you say that because my husband, we have Kaiser out here in California, and he had gone to one of his appointments. My husband's kidney and colon survivor, cancer. And, well, this is why he's on dialysis. And I always tell him, God's not done with you. Like he's not done. There's still work for you to do. And he even says it. He goes, I never once prayed during that time that I was fighting the cancer. I was kind of angry with God because I felt like there was other people who deserved it more than me.
Mm-hmm.
He's all, but I never prayed and asked him to heal me.
Right.
And I told him, you didn't have to pray because the rest of us were, right?
Right.
You didn't need to ask God to heal you. He healed you because he wanted to, because there's work still for you to do.
Only one instance of someone that went and crawled through the crowd just to touch the cloak of Jesus, right? Otherwise, everyone else that was healed, he went to them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that is true. And so with that, you know, he goes to Kaiser. This was about a month or so ago to one of his doctor's appointments. And the doctor asked him, I guess it's something new that they're doing now, which kind of shocked me because she asked, Anthony, do you mind if I ask you what's your denomination, right? And he's like, well, I'm Christian. And then she goes, well, do you mind if I pray with you? And he's like, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I don't mind at all. And he came home. He's all, honey, the doctor prayed for me. And I'm like, wow. He goes, she just put her hand on my shoulder and she just prayed. And I was like, wow. He's like, I guess it's something new that they're starting to do with their patients now. They're asking them, like, what's your denomination? And then they ask if you don't mind if they pray for you, which I think is good.
Yeah,
you know?
But that's good. Has Kaiser been taken over by a Christian?
I have no idea. I was thinking, like, okay, something's going on, right? We need all the prayers we can get anyways.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's
crazy. And over the 30 years I've been doing this, from time to time I've had customers don't even ask, you know, and they'll just come up and they'll just grab me and then they'll do a quick prayer or something and you know, well, thank you. It's weird for me, but thank you.
Right? I know.
So,
he was just like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
I'm not going to turn down a prayer.
Yeah, and I won't either, you know. But I do know that we should be aware, you know, be weary of people touching us and different things, you know.
Right.
Spirits can transfer through and stuff, according to the Bible. So I do worry, you know, not everyone believes proper, and, you know, some people.
Exactly. We still got to be cautious.
Yeah. So I, you know, I just. If God is within me, though, who can be against me? So,
exactly.
You know.
Amen to that. Again, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you, Derek. I hope you and your family have a very blessed weekend, and definitely keeping your uncle in my prayers, okay?
All right. Thank you. You stay blessed, too.
You're welcome. Oh, thank you. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.